What people first language is, and why and when it's wrong. People first language is a movement that came out in the late 1980s with various advocacy groups. It was a movement that essentially wanted to humanize people with disabilities so that the mainstream would start to see us as real people. It set out to do so by nudging the mainstream into seeing people rather than conditions first. I do not believe it was ever intended as some kind of rigid, hardcore word law. And remember, when people first language came out, the words crippled and handicapped were still regularly used, as was retarded, and to a lesser extent, mongoloid. We've made great strides in our language over the past 30 years, and there has also been a powerful move forward in disability culture, disability pride, and disability justice. These strides in the disability arena mean that many of us in the disability community have reached around to embrace the totality of who we are. We are proud. Our bodies, minds, senses, and emotions are leaping forward and navigating the world on this platform of disability. In other words, we do what we do, we live our lives from our disabled bodies, and we like our lives. We like our bodies. We're not all looking for a cure. We don't all want to be able-bodied. I know that most non-disabled people have been taught that those of us with disabilities long to be like them, but that's simply not true. Non-disabled people have been fed a lie, and that is reflected back in this pervasive belief that the presence of disability in a life is a negative. We want our language to reflect our pride in ourselves. People First, a linguistic movement designed to help the non-disabled see the humanity in the disabled, has no place in a sphere in which disabled people feel intrinsic pride in who they are and who identify with their disabilities. It has no place for the disabled when disability has become a part of our culture, our makeup, our breath. Those of us who feel this way prefer to have our identity first. Identity first language. This is where a person prefers to have their disability first. It's flipping the switch on people first. So instead of using a people first term like person on the autism spectrum, in identity first we say autistic or autistic person. Instead of using the people first term person with deafness, we say deaf or deaf, depending on culture. Big D deaf is someone who's from deaf culture, uses ASL as their primary means of communication, while little D deaf is someone who's from hearing culture and does not necessarily use ASL. Instead of using the people first term person with a disability, you say disabled person. Is this set in stone? No, this is not set in stone. You can never make hard and fast rules about what anyone should call themselves. The point here is that a lot of things have happened in the disability community since People First Language came out. Things have changed. Some of us still want to use people first. Some of us want identity first. But none of us want to be told what we want by someone without a disability. And this might seem achingly obvious, but people without a disability never have the right to tell us what to call ourselves. If you have a disability, you get to choose what or how you want your disability addressed. You want to say you have special needs? Ugh, I hate that term. But if you have a disability, you have the right to choose that. You want to say you're disabled? Totally, no problem. You want to say you're a person with muscular dystrophy? Got it. You want to say you're differently abled? The point I want to make here is that we who have disabilities prefer them clothed in various linguistic garments. And like the garments that we wear on our bodies, diversity and expression is right, natural, and normal. But if you do not have a disability, You emphatically do not have the right to tell someone with a disability how to talk about their disability. This might be so obvious, but I can't count the number of times either I myself or others from across the disability spectrum have been corrected in our speech by someone without a disability. We've said that we prefer identity first language, and the able-bodied person has chastised us, telling us that we need to be referred to as a person first. I mean, can you even imagine what that would look like if you swapped out lenses of culture? If instead of a person using a wheelchair saying they prefer to be called disabled, as they prefer identity first language, say instead they were Fijian, and they said that rather than person from Fiji, they prefer to be called Fijian, but were met with, oh no, you need to be proud of being a person first. So, we have got to understand and really get it that disability is not just a group or collection of conditions. It is indeed a culture, and it's an identification. It's a way of life for a great many of us, and we like our lives.